Greed slithered in the corners and the caves of Twalia, and those shadows, under the guise of peace and reconciliation, armed for war and treachery. They marched into the City of Stars on a cold December morning, led by Lorkin, whose mark was the snake. And he would be king at any cost. Blood and smoke and death followed. Come the dawn, the valiant Rhys lay dead, and many who had fought with him slaughtered. Of the queen there was no sign. On the eve of the solstice, Lorkin proclaimed himself king of Twalia and celebrated in the great hall of the castle, where royal blood stained the stones. Chapter 1. Snow fell in streams of icy white. It chilled to the bone, but she didn't curse it. It would blind any who pursued and cover the trail. The bitter white cold was a blessing. Her heart was broken and her body nearly done, but she could not, would not yield. Rhys spoke to her, a spirit whisper in her mind that urged her to be strong. She did not weep for his death. The tears, a woman's tears for the man she loved, were frozen inside her. She did not cry out against the pain, though pain was great. She was more than a woman, more even than a witch. She was a queen. Her mount plowed through the snow,